pass rusher for the Green Bay Packers? What's that? Crossy Posse Packer Nation. Welcome to another episode of Packcast, the podcast where you don't have to be a Packers fan, but it sure does help. I'm your host, Tom Grassi. Thank you so much for watching. And today we're going to take a look at the free agency when it comes to a need that the Green Bay Packers have had for eons since Reggie White. Might be a little dramatic, but I'll still stand by it. And that is a good old-fashioned edge rusher. And it just so happens that there are a bunch of them in free agency. However, this is also a very deep draft class for the edge rusher position, whether that's defensive end or outside linebacker. And so I would not be surprised if with the first pick, the Packers, if they're with their first round pick, they go for a pass rusher at number 12. That would bring me great joy and enthusiasm. But who knows? Maybe they'll go and spend some moolah on some of these fine specimens here. That sounds weird. That sounds real weird. Sounds like it's like a sex slave thing. Yeah, I immediately regret how I worded that. Let's talk about some big beefy men. Now, the first guy who's on the top of the free agency list is, of course, the Dallas Cowboy, or soon-to-be ex-Dallas Cowboy, if they don't re-sign him, and that's good old DeMarcus Lawrence. Sitting there at the very tippy top, the guy is only 26 years old, and again, I am 2 years older than him, and I am in a basement talking about him. You can see who won in life. He's been in the league since 2014. He's a two-time Pro Bowler, 34 sacks in his career. In 2017, he had a huge season with 14 and a half sacks. This past year, he went down like the tiniest of bits, but still had double digits at 10 and a half. 48 tackles for a loss, 129 solo tackles. And this guy is, or aiming to be, the most expensive of the bunch of the free agents that we're going to talk about today. And rightfully so. The guy is an automatic game changer, not one I would put on the same level, obviously, as a Khalil Mack or an Aaron Donald, but this guy is going to be your premier pass rusher regardless of what team he's going to sign with. Now, do I think that the Green Bay Packers are going to sign DeMarcus Lawrence and really just throw the whole kit and caboodle at him? Unfortunately, I do not believe so, though I would love to see it. I actually wouldn't be surprised if the Raiders wind up picking him up, because, you know, they already let go once in a generational talent. They might as well sign a guy who's not as good, but at least, you know, they'll keep their fans from burning their new stadium down. So DeMarcus Lawrence is going to cost quite a pretty penny, and I don't see the Packers signing him, but if the Packers were to get him, oh boy, oh boy, I might actually be excited about that pass rush. Numero dos on the list, who will also be worth a pretty penny, is good old, and the guy who I get lots of questions about, and just in case you're afraid of clowns, close your eyes. Just kidding, it's Jadeveon Clowney of the Houston Texans. Only 25 years of age. He's been in the league since 2014, just like DeMarcus Lawrence. He's a three-time Pro Bowler. Only 4 games in the first season he played because due to injury after he was picked up in the first round. Everyone was like, oh no, is he injury-prone? But good God, that was the last time they said that. 29 sacks, 151 solo tackles, 64 tackles for a loss, and he had 9 sacks in 2018, just missing double digits. But the guy has more tackles for a loss than DeMarcus Lawrence, has more solo tackles, and just is an incredible, incredible player, and only 6 sacks less than DeMarcus Lawrence. So this guy is a year younger and is an explosive playmaker, obviously, just like Lawrence. This is also, it's going to be very interesting to see how far apart Lawrence and Clowney's contracts are, as they are going to dominate this market when it comes to pass rushers. And so these guys, obviously, are something that you build a defense around, especially with Clowney, you know, coming off of being, you know, so highly picked years ago. I think Clowney, I don't know where he's going to go. I would love the Green Bay Packers to pick him up, but again, you're going to be investing a lot of money. But in this case, he'd be the best pass rusher on the team, just like Lawrence would. So again, I don't see the Packers doing it just for monetary reasons, but I would love it, and that would make me very, very happy. Moving on to number three, a guy who has just been playing phenomenally, flying under the radar a little bit, and that is good old New England Patriots Trey Flowers. At 25 years old, only played one game in 2015, so that kind of doesn't really count. But he's had 21 sacks, 25 tackles for loss, and 100 solo tackles. Hasn't been in the Pro Bowl, but good God, this guy is a workhorse. And considering the New England Patriots' agenda of, hey, you could get really, really good under your rookie contract, and then we're going to let you fly away, just like they've done so many times with so many different good players, and yet they'll somehow replace him with a guy off the street who was selling meat patties, and he'll be a new defensive rookie or what have you. But Trey Flowers, I expect if the Patriots don't sign him, I would love to pick him up. He's not going to be as expensive as Clowney and Lawrence. The guy has an impressive resume. He's usually healthy. And he really is playing just about every single snap. And, you know, listen, 21 sacks since 2016, because of only the one game in 2015, you know, that's pretty good. I'm pretty happy with that, averaging, you know, almost 7 sacks a year. So that's pretty phenomenal, and I would love to have him on the team. Again, in addition to also picking up one via the draft in the early first round. But I would love Trey Flowers. He's a young guy, and I think he's just going to get better and better with age. Then, of course, the next guy, we have ABCD Ford, who is making headlines, and not for a good reason because of how much money he's going to make, which he will. But D Ford was the guy who was offsides for the Chiefs against the Patriots in the AFC Championship game, in which they got an interception, and they could have prevented all of us from watching Tom Brady in the Super Bowl again, damn it, D! But regardless of that obviously crucial mistake, D Ford had a monster 2018 with 13 sacks, which also gave him an entrance into the Pro Bowl. He's 27 years old, has been in the league since 2014. During that time, he has had 30 and a half sacks, 36 tackles for loss, and 102 solo tackles. Like I said, I'm expecting the Chiefs to try and franchise tag him. NFL was talking about that too, just to kind of see if he can replicate that monster season that he had this year. But good God, I would love to get him. So he may wind up being a free agent next year on this list at 28 years old, and if he's able to repeat his performance that he did this year, expect him to get a monster, monster price tag next season. But like I said, I don't think the Chiefs are going to let him go just yet, much to his chagrin. Not that he doesn't want to be on the Chiefs, but he would also like a long-term contract. Then we have from the Seattle Seahawks, who, again, are just disgusting, 25-year-old Frank Clark, who has been in the league since 2015, has 35 sacks, 13 in 2018, 35 tackles for a loss, and 92 solo tackles. This guy has been a workhorse as well. I would love for the Seahawks to let him go. Had an amazing season, obviously, this year, but a disruptive pass rusher with a high motor. I would love to see this guy on the Green Bay Packers, even though, again, the Seahawks utter trash, and I hate everything about them. But this guy, oh, he's something special. I would love to have Frank Clark on the team. It would shore up that pass rush, and combining him with also a high-round draft pick would be the way to go in my book. And again, not as expensive as some of the other guys we've already talked about. Number six, this guy is a little bit more under the radar and is not a kind of guy that you build a defense around, but that's Broncos Shaquille Barrett. At 26-year-old, he didn't play in 2014, so he's been playing since 2015. In that time, 14 sacks, 25 tackles for a loss, and 100 solo tackles. So again, not bad stats in any way, shape, or form, but he's just a good, solid player, you know, and the fact that he's not really going to blow you away with his sack numbers any way, shape, or form. But, you know, if the Packers could pick him up for a little bit cheaper than some of these other free agents, I think the Packers could really benefit on having someone like that on their pass rush. And then if we wanted to go shopping within the NFC North, we have good old 29-year-old Ziggy Ansah, who's been in the league since 2013. And I'm not going to lie, I feel like Ziggy Ansah is so much older. Like, I feel like he's been in this league forever, terrorizing Aaron Rodgers. Only played 7 games in 2018, but in his career, 48 sacks, 162 solo tackles, 60 for a loss. In 2016, this is what really worries me about him. only had 2 sacks. In 2017, he had 12, and you're like, yes, wonderful. And then this past year, I know he only played 7 games. He had 4 sacks. He's also been in the Pro Bowl once. Ziggy Ansah was a free agent, I don't know if you recall, from last year. The Lions kept him for one more year, and here he goes into the free agent market again. The fact that he was hurt this season is going to hurt him. There, he has had injury issues in the past. Can he stay healthy? If I was the Packers, I may kind of slink away from him. I think he'll still get a pretty decent contract from a team, but the fact that he's 29 years old and has injury issues, if I want a pass rusher, I want someone who's going to make an immediate impact but is young enough that you could give them a long-term contract and they could be kind of this rock of this defense for time to come, and I don't think Ziggy Ansah is that answer. And then the last one, number 8, we got Za'Darius Smith from the Baltimore Ravens, 26 years old. He's been all over the place. He's played defensive tackle, linebacker, defensive end, 18 and a half sacks since 2015, 8 and a half in 2018, 71 solo tackles, and 24 for a loss. I would love for them to pick up Za'Darius Smith. I think he is going to hopefully, probably not be bargain, but again, he's going to be cheaper than some of these other guys that we've talked about. He can make an immediate impact. 8.5 sacks, you know, this past season is not something to, you know, bat your eye. It's like, oh, okay, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Don't look away from that. Considering how good the Ravens defense is, hopefully they wind up letting him go. And if he signed with the Packers, again, a good solid player that I think is only going to improve over time. Now, we're not going to do like full little stats and profiles on this next guy, because the answer is no, and that's Anthony Barr. No. No, 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 no. I don't care. I don't care. I don't think he is really on the incline. I think he's on the decline, and even if he wasn't on the decline, no. I don't think that would go along well with anybody in the locker room at Lambeau Field, considering, you know, the words that Aaron Rodgers and him had. And if it was for maybe an elite player, he'd be like, ah, maybe they'll put their differences aside. No, I am barring Anthony Barr. No. See what I did there? No. No. But let me know what you think down below. Which one of these guys would you like to pick? Or do you want to go for none of these, go get a safety or someone to help out the secondary, and then we just kind of draft and hope for the best? I think either way that we could do this, but I wouldn't mind picking up one of these guys, especially kind of these mid-tier guys, and really just kind of shoring up that pass rush, and again, giving us something that we haven't had in way too long. But let me know what you think. You can always find me at TomGrassyComedy.com, T-O-M-G-R-O-S-S-I Comedy, or TomGrassyComedy on the Instagram, the Twitters, the Patreons, and all the social medias on there. Check out Patcast on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play Music, and of course here on YouTube. But thank you so much for watching. I'm Tom Grassy, and as always, go Pack, go.